station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning, Monday, September 30th. It's the last day of September.
Oh my gosh.
Only 3 months till
that
the holidays.
Flew by.
Yeah.
That month went by really quick. Oh my gosh.
Well, this whole year.
I have to turn this up. I cannot hear myself at all.
Oh, really?
I'm like temporarily deaf in one ear.
Here we go. I know. There you go. All right. Well, we do sound checks beforehand, but we really didn't check your... We forgot to check your mic. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. Well, it happens. It's a little bit better.
Yeah.
I can sort of hear myself.
Well, welcome to the show. We have your mom.
Yeah,
riding
she's
shotgun
back.
With us again. Whoops.
She's
hold
still
on
in
a
town.
Second. Yes, you're back.
There you go.
Oh, there she is.
Good
okay.
to be here.
Wow, yeah. We're having all kinds of technical issues this morning.
I know. I'm not all together here, I guess.
Sorry. It's been a long weekend because we had Friday off, you
That's
know.
That's true,
so
yeah.
You know, in our defense, it's been
true.
A minute.
It
all
was
right?
hard to come back, man. Mondays are hard for me, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. I look forward to Mondays. But it's like you still have this feeling where you want this momentum of the weekend, and I'm not ready to come back to work yet, you know. So Mondays are hard.
Yeah, they are.
But so every time I manage to come to work on Monday, I'm grateful. So
oh,
this
man.
Is cool. And so this is Vera, right?
Yes.
Do I remember correctly?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And Vera is visiting from Chicago.
Yes.
And staying with your daughter and everything. You having fun in LA?
I am. I had the best time. Every time I come out here, it's fun-filled.
Really?
So, yes.
She
includes
weekend.
Me with everything, so
yeah,
it's so fun.
You probably yeah. run her all over the place, huh?
And all of her friends are like, I'm an instant mom to everybody. They're
oh,
like,
yeah?
calling me mom, you know?
Yeah. Everybody loves her.
Yeah, it's great.
Wow,
so
that's
fun.
Cool, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, you know, bringing up Chicago, did you hear there was a train crash this morning?
No, we've kind of been out of the loop with the news. You know,
right.
we've been just yeah. running around. So really?
Was yeah, there were two train crash. Do you know where Forest Park is?
Okay.
It's outside Chicago, they're saying. So two trains, like, were riding in opposite directions on the same
Ooh.
Track. So they took about 40-some people, 48 people to the hospital and stuff. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're, like, riding a train, suddenly, bam! You know, I mean, that
wow.
had to have been a pretty strong impact.
Didn't right? anybody die? Everyone's alive? They're just
Yeah,
injured?
They're saying...
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying minor injuries, mostly.
Wow.
So it's...
Wow, they got lucky.
Yeah.
Train on train impact. That'll...
I know.
That'll
really
get you.
Really got lucky.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know.
Glad
did your did your team win yesterday?
Well, notice how the fact that I haven't actually brought
you
it
haven't
up
brought it up,
yet
okay.
means, yeah, you know, it was just, you know.
It was a train wreck, let's put it that
yes,
way.
Was it really?
Was. Good job, Mom.
Who did
That's
they...
a good way to put it. It was a train wreck,
now, who did the Bears play?
They were playing the Detroit Lions.
Oh, really? And
yeah.
they lost to Detroit?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Well, you know, it's Cutler, he just kept throwing interceptions. And
oh,
all of a
really?
Sudden, before I know it, like, well, we were winning.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was like, what, like 7-10 or, you know, whatever. We're like, all right, cool. We're cruising. This is good. Yeah. And then within like 3 minutes, mm-hmm. they score like 3 touchdowns.
Wow.
And it was like, what the heck? You know, it was yeah. kind of, it was hard to come back from that.
Wow.
But it's tried.
Yeah.
We tried. I mean, there was a way, there was a possibility we still... could have won, but...
Right.
Yeah, no.
I always
listening
to people whose team lost the day before.
Making up
always,
the excuses.
Yeah, the excuses and everything,
yeah.
you know. And the opposite, response, you know, when they come in and stuff. You know, it's like when they win, it's like, woo,
woo, woo,
and I figured today you weren't like as happy. So I figured, well, you know, they probably lost.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what are you going to do, you know?
I know. I mean, we were like 3-0. We were doing so good, but whatever.
Oh,
we'll get it back.
Yeah, there you go. So
okay.
the government is going to shut down tomorrow. Did you hear that?
Oh, not again.
Yeah, we don't have money anymore. So, I mean, yeah, they've threatened this before, but I mean, this is like due tomorrow, and it doesn't look like they're getting any closer to resolving this, you know. So that's like a big deal. That's a big deal. It's going to affect a lot of people. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens there. We have two guests today upcoming who are pretty interesting, and they're going to be on the phone. And we'll get to them in a few minutes. And so tell us, did you, so you went to a concert this weekend.
I did.
Wow, I'm so jealous, man. You went to see Depeche Mode?
But yeah, that's the thing. It's not just any concert. Like, it's the concert I've been waiting to see my entire life.
Really?
Because if you think about it, Depeche Mode was... You know, I mean, they blew up before I was even born.
That's true, in the 80s.
It was like, you know, I just became such a huge fan, and I'd always wanted to, you know, to see them live. And it just, for whatever reason, it just never, you know, it worked out before. But, you know, after like all these years, but I'm like, ugh, they're coming to the Staples Center. They're going to be right here at their own concert. You know, I feel like, you know, the other, you know, opportunities I've maybe had to see them, it was like I feel like it wasn't a Depeche Mode concert. Like, they just happened to be performing at, you know, like a music festival or something where it wouldn't have been, like, the full experience.
Right.
You know, I'm like, no, I need to wait for them to go on, like, a real tour that I really want to see, you know, and, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was, I know I'd been, like, wanting to go for so long. I'm like, oh, it's the end of... this month I had to go and got like amazing seats, and it was just
so did they
so
play
surreal.
All the songs and everything, all their hits, and
they did there's actually one song. I mean, I figured that they weren't going to play it because it's not very well known, but it's probably one of my favorite songs like ever in the world. It's called Blue Dress.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, nobody really knows of that one. But I don't know, for some reason it means something to me. But, you know, that was the only thing that they didn't play that kind of would have been cool if they did. But nobody would have really known what was going on anyway except for me. So I understand why, but...
Yeah.
But yeah.
I know. I mean, the thing is that they have a lot of songs and stuff. What's it called again, the song?
Which one?
The song you like?
The song I like is called Blue Dress.
Blue Dress.
But their more famous songs are like Personal Jesus, Enjoy the Silence.
Yeah.
I Just Can't Get Enough. And, you know, of course, I think they came out, you know, and did a lot, most of the big ones like during the encore.
Right.
I think. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's
it was,
cool.
I was like up out of my seat, like freaking out. It was so exciting.
Yeah.
And they sound exactly like they
like
do
the
when
album?
They're recording. It's ridiculous. I mean, you never hear that anymore.
That's true.
With artists, you know, a lot of the new artists, because everything is just so like auto-tuned these days. And back then, I mean, it wasn't, you know, like they didn't really have all that. So how you sounded is how you sounded. Like,
that's true.
Nowadays, you know, they have so many things that can manipulate your voice. And all of a sudden they start singing live and you're like, oh, that doesn't sound like my CD. So it's just, it was amazing to, you know, to hear them. So
somebody's calling. I don't know if it's our guest, but we might as well pick it up, right?
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Be calling for Sam?
Yes, Sam is here. Who is this, Lynn?
Yeah.
Okay,
Lynn
hi.
Lynn Bardowski, we have an interview.
Yes, we do have an interview. You just called a few minutes early, so I wasn't sure it was you. How are you, Lynn?
Great, how are you?
Good, good. We're talking to Lynn Bardowski, and you teach entrepreneurs how to create and communicate a $1 million vision. That's a tall order. I mean, you know, that's it's not something simple to think that way. So, first of all, where are you calling us from today?
I am calling from New Jersey.
Oh, you're in New Jersey. Okay, cool. Well, we won't say much about New Jersey, but
yeah. East Coast.
It doesn't have a good reputation, does it?
I know. Jersey girls get a bad rap.
Yeah, they don't get the respect that they deserve, you know?
Thanks to Snooki. She kind of ruined that for everybody.
I know. I'm very proud of my Jersey Shore heritage, though. So there you go. Don't talk trash on Jersey girl.
There you go. So is that where you grew up in Jersey, or did you move there from somewhere else?
No, I did grow up. Yeah, my dad was from Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Right.
My mom was from a neighboring shore town in Margate.
Yeah.
And so I grew up about two blocks from the beach and the boardwalk.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, come to think of it, you know, you had to have been born there because I can't imagine many people moving to New Jersey, right?
I know. Well, they do.
They do. I know. I'm just making a joke. Anyway. anyway, so tell us a little bit about this philosophy that you have, and then we'll get into how you help people.
Sure. Well, I am a 23-year entrepreneur. I became an entrepreneur in 1990. Mm-hmm. Left a successful corporate career to start a home party direct selling business. Built a multi-million-dollar business.
Wow.
And discovered that basically I was reading a Wall Street Journal article, and it said that less than 2% of women entrepreneurs ever reach $1 million in annual revenue.
Wow.
Annual sales from their business. So I realized I had a secret sauce, that I was obviously doing something different than most people. And what I really discovered is that many women entrepreneurs, lack the skill of envisioning. They tend to make goals and plans without really stopping to take evaluate what their vision is, and then use that as the basis for their goals and plans. So, probably 99% of the women I coach, when I say, "What is your vision?" they usually tell me a goal or maybe a dream.
Mm.
And so I really focused my efforts on teaching women how to envision. And I wrote a book, became a bestseller last year, called Success Secrets of $1 Million Party Girl, which is it's a fun name. It's a literal translation of the home party direct selling business that I built. In my efforts to help more women really get from here to there.
Wow. So you built this starting with home parties and stuff? That's how your business started?
Yeah, the company is Party Light. Uh-huh. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of Party Light. We sell candles at home parties.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a direct selling business model, as well as online. Of course, we didn't have that in 1990, but, now I have business and customers all over the United States, and they can just shop right online on my online store.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, my mom's shaking her head like she knows what that is, and I think I remember
that,
too.
I've been to a couple of those
in the Midwest,
party parties,
but,
right.
Yeah, they're fun. It's lots of cool candles.
Candles, yes. I like the candles.
Lynn?
Hello?
Lynn? We lost her? Lynn? Okay, she'll call back. I know, the connection wasn't that great. I couldn't make out
a lot
of the things she was saying. But, I don't know why, more women are not. Like she said, it's only 2% that actually, make a multi-million dollar business and stuff.
Right.
So, you have to wonder about opportunities and things like that. You know, that's why you got to grab it. You can't, people don't give it to you. Opportunities, mm-hmm. You got to grab them and stuff.
Yeah, because I feel like women were more like emotionally based too, where I feel like there could be a difference with that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like maybe she helps them put like emotions aside and be like, okay, this is like, concrete facts.
Right.
Where that's, that's usually what guys work off of, like more the facts, and then women are more like emotional. So
right.
That might have something to
right.
do with
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, back in the day of travel, we were 5 to $7 million agency, many years, and the airline started cutting our commission. And, you know, the emotion was I cut my pay. I cut, you know, took it from me to pay my people. And I guess it'd be emotional, where most men would say, okay, let's fire these people so we can make the money. And it's, you're right, though.
You didn't want to let them go, huh?
Right. And even where the place we rented, you know, I felt bad leaving. So we stayed at this big place that we didn't need, you know, to stay at all those years. So, yeah, she is right. You know, women kind of play more in emotion.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, this is pretty cool. So hopefully she'll call back in a few minutes. I think she had some cell phone issues or something, obviously. But, so until she calls, let me play this Blue Dress. I want to hear what song that is that you like.
Oh,
because
okay.
I've never heard of it before, you know? And I like
it's
the Fresh Mode.
It's just weird. I just like it.
Yeah.
And the lyrics. About a blue dress.
Sounds good already. Okay, I like it.
It's like haunting and electronic, weird. That's why I like it.
Yeah, I never heard it, but it's pretty nice. That's from
voice.
The album Violator, which I had. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I never listened to it. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So Mia went to see Depeche Mode, and we're all jealous.
See her t-shirt? She has a Depeche Mode t-shirt.
Oh, you have a Depeche Mode t-shirt.
Yes, it's really
cool. You always got to get the t-shirt at a concert, for sure.
I know. It's not something that I, like, normally do, but, I mean, it's, you know. Oh, and I got this, too.
What'd you get?
This Depeche Mode, like, bracelet, like, one of those, like, rubber wristband things.
Uh-huh.
Did you see your nails,
Delta
too?
Machine Tour. Oh, my gosh, yes, and I did Depeche Mode nails.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
How is it Depeche Mode
See the logo,
made?
Like, the D and the M?
Oh, yeah,
And then this is supposed to be, like, this triangle going this way.
The audience is going,
I'm trying to explain.
Yeah.
The triangle pointing, like, kind of slanted is supposed to look like a D, and then the other two triangles are supposed to look like an M for Delta Machine Tour. See, like, on the bracelet, see the triangles?
Right, I do.
And I painted them on my nails.
Oh, wow, how cool.
So,
yeah. She always has, like, themed nails,
you
know?
She does. Spends a lot of time making them look
nice. Yeah, a lot of free time.
A lot of times we do our Skype time. That's when she's either doing her dishes or her nails.
Oh, yeah.
She'll just be sitting there Skyping going, I'm doing my nails. See, Mom? You like them?
I know. So it's cute.
It's amazing, this technology, huh?
Oh, Skype is great.
I mean, and it's funny because they tried video phones for many years and it never caught on, you know?
Right.
And then Skype came along and people love it, you know?
Right. Well, FaceTime, I didn't think we FaceTime just a couple times. It's just easier to Skype.
Yeah, it is. Because we're not using our phone. Like, we use the,
right.
You know, I use my iPad.
Right.
And it's great because I can carry it around with me easier.
Right.
Or my laptop, you're pretty much set up, you know? So, it's great. I love Skyping on my iPad.
Yeah. Here, Lynn's calling back, so let's see. Hi, Lynn. Lynn? Hello?
Here.
Lynn, you're cutting out.
Bad connection.
Yeah, bad connection again. What happened? Did you get disconnected before?
I guess I did. Yeah, I just... You guys.
Oh, yeah, you're cutting out completely. Do you want... Let me try and call you on this number you just called, okay? Should I try that? Maybe we'll get a line from here that's better.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. So let's try that and see if that works.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah,
I hope
so, yeah. There you go, it sounds better, I think. technology for you. I mean, we deal with so much, you know. There's so many things that can go wrong.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, well, we'll continue talking and see how that goes here.
Yeah, sounds better.
So now, so you wrote a book, and how do you teach people? Do you have classes, seminars?
I have a radio show. I have a blog. I do a lot of speaking.
Uh-huh.
I'm a national motivational speaker.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me okay on your end?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you. So,
okay, good.
So you go around the country?
Yes, and I also created an online university called Visionista U, where people can get their MBA, which stands for More Business Attraction, and there are online downloadable classes on how to create and communicate your million-dollar vision.
Wow, sounds pretty interesting. So, but this is aimed mostly towards women, right, based on your experience and so forth?
Exactly. It's for women entrepreneurs that, you know, might be stuck or not quite sure, like I said, how to get from here to there.
Right.
When I was writing my book, I actually found a study in the Harvard Business Review as I was doing some research. And they studied women leaders, entrepreneurs, and they actually found that women are great leaders, which
right.
we know,
uh-huh.
But then they tend to lack in strategic thinking.
I see. And, you know, I think another problem is, which men have as well, is that, you know, often you start a business because you're good at something, you love it, whatever, and you develop it, you figure out, make a business out of it, but you don't really know how to run a business, you know, and people don't understand it's two different things, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Just because you love something doesn't mean that, you know, you have the business sense. And so, you know, part of it is to really connect with what you're great at, you know, discover
right.
what your superpower is. And then you might need to hire people to,
exactly.
you know, run your marketing or business management so that you can focus on what you do best and hire right. other people to do the rest.
That's mm-hmm. true. That's true. And that's what you need to do. And people have a hard time delegating, I think, especially in the beginning. You think nobody can do it as well as you. And, you know, but then you realize, you know, if I want to build this business, like you said, if you have a big vision, then you have to be prepared to hire people and to help you out.
Absolutely. And so many entrepreneurs, especially solopreneurs, get caught in the minutiae
yeah.
of the day-to-day. They, you know, a lot of times they're juggling all these balls in the air and they can't really kind of get their head above water to breathe and think of even, you know, check in with what their vision is, to really focus on, you
right.
know, where they want to be. Before they start making their goals and plans. And like I said, that can go on for years sometimes. And
right.
then people wonder why they're not moving their business forward.
Right. I know. Well, this is amazing. I mean, you know, I think you're a great example that women can make it and make it big. And, you know, that's amazing. So why don't you give out your website, let people know how they can get a hold of you, how they can find you and, read your information and find out more.
Sure. Well, thanks, Sam. They can find me at milliondollarparticle.com. You can check out my classes at Vision Used to You. You can get my book there. Check out my radio show, my blog. It's all happening at that website. And that's milliondollarpartygirl.com.
Milliondollarpartygirl.com. And the party girl comes from those parties you had like when you were selling these things, the candles and stuff. Do you still do the parties?
Exactly. Basically, we sell, you know, think of it as a ladies' night out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Event. You know, that is the business model. So instead of a brick-and-mortar store, you know, my team selling candles at a ladies' night out type event, either in somebody's home or now a lot of times it's, you know, at a restaurant or a happy hour.
Right.
Or somewhere out and about. So we've kind of, it's not your mom's Tupperware party anymore. You really kind of invented the home party concept.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. And congratulations to you, Lynn. This is very impressive. And everybody go out, check out the website. Check out the book, the radio show, and everything. And amazing. I mean, you've got like a lot of links here. You're obviously very connected.
Yeah. Congratulations. So that's good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
How many people are working for you now?
Well, they're really working for themselves. They're working for me.
I see.
Because it's, you know, when somebody starts a business like this, it's really their own business. So basically, I am developing and leading, you know, a sales team with people all over the country.
Oh, wow. Well, that's very cool. Okay, and you say here, you know, if you want to succeed, you can't have a $10 vision. You have to have a $1 million vision. So,
nice.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well
that's
spoken.
Right.
You
can a $1 million vision with a $10 dream. So,
that's true.
It really is teaching women entrepreneurs how to think bigger and to not hold back. Because so many times women are, you know, they're afraid to be pushy. They've got that, I call it vision guilt. They've got the vision guilt of putting themselves out there and, you know, kind of feel bad when they're promoting themselves.
So, right.
I'm on a mission to change that.
Sounds good. Okay, well, Lynn Bardowski, everybody check out the website milliondollarpartygirl.com. And thanks again. All the best to you.
Great. Thanks a lot, Sam. Have a great
day.
Of course.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
New Jersey. Sounds good. Have you ever been to Jersey?
Not recently. Ma, have I ever been to Jersey?
Probably
when I was young.
Statue of Liberty, that's Jersey side.
Yeah, but that's not really Jersey.
Yeah, like
that's
I've never been to the Jersey Shore. Or
yeah.
Anything.
Right. We were in New York and then took the ferry over.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
okay,
take
so
that.
Let's see. We covered Depeche Mode, we covered $1 million businesses and stuff. And, you know, no, I mean, the thing is that I think. This is a better time than ever for women to really make it, you know. I mean, you've got your own business, right?
Yes, since 1985.
Wow.
Right, and a lot of ups and downs and downs and downs, and now we're in the upswing.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because your industry's been hit hard with the internet
right.
and everything like that, you know.
Right, yeah. The real downfall was with September 11. I mean, just each year was just chipping away. And then on top of the airlines that stopped paying commission and... They actually, we have to pay them to sell their tickets.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine that saying, okay, I'm going to own an airline, and when people want to sell tickets, I'm going to charge them to sell my tickets or seats.
Makes
it's just
no
crazy.
Sense. It's terrible.
Crazy, right. And, you know, they cut you no slack. If there's any little mistake, you get hit with a debit memo. If we do not update a record, let's say there's been a schedule change, and it's over the weekend, and we come in and say, oh, there was a couple of minutes schedule change. And we haven't updated the record, we get hit with like $70 fines.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They did a schedule change on a weekend. We're not there. And yet we get this debit in the mail.
Wow.
Because we didn't update our computer. I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's just crazy.
It's
not easy,
you know. And,
no,
and that's what
not
the internet what the internet did is sort of like make middlemen not as significant anymore. And so now you really have to offer like unique services to be able to stay in business.
Well, and we do. And
right?
there's a lot of people that will go on the internet or they usually come back to us when they've had a problem, when they have a problem with their ticket.
Yeah.
There's no one to call. So then they're like, oh, my trip got goofed up. Or they'll book something online and they think they have air and hotel. And then when they realize they just have the hotel, no air, now they're coming to us saying, we need air tickets and it's more expensive. So we'll get people that'll try the internet, but then they'll come back to us, and especially a lot of honeymoons, you know, older people. I mean, kids, they'll do it themselves because they grew up with a computer.
Right.
But we still have a good business, and there's a lot of, you know.
And like your corporate companies, too.
Right. We still have our original companies from 1985, our big companies that still use us.
Wow, nice.
Absolutely. So that says something. We've had some companies that have left, gone elsewhere, and then they come back to us. So we're doing something right. But
Yeah,
it's a little plug to B&B Travel, Schaumburg, Illinois. Look us up.
Yeah, give out the number, Mom.
Oh, the phone number. Okay, 630-980-5800.
There you go.
There you go.
And, if you guys need a travel agent, I'm sure we don't have to live there, right?
Right. Oh, no, we handle business all over. I've got accounts here in L.A. and all over the country, so, and even some international. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, call her up. She's really good at it.
So you guys, have you traveled quite a bit? I mean, have you taken the kids places?
All over the world.
Everywhere. Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Back, you know, back in the day, well, when things
we
got
kids.
Rough, you know, we mm-hmm. weren't going anywhere. But,
right.
But no, when yeah. things were good, at least 4 or 5 big vacations a year that we would, you know, take the kids. A year.
Wow.
Yeah, a year. Yeah. Every wow. couple of months we were going somewhere. But what was cool is when they were little, if they were studying, let's say...
Yeah, like if we were like for like American history, we went to Philadelphia.
Right. Philadelphia, Liberty Bell, and went to see that or Statue of Liberty. They would study that. Okay, we'll fly to New York. It was after September 11th. It actually mm-hmm. was like I think November of that year.
Yeah,
we
so
went
we saw,
there
like,
and
Ground Zero.
Went to Ground
and
Zero and all that.
That was intense.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And then you know just the Lewis and Clark when you guys were studying that, and then we flew out and.
Yeah.
You know, just recreated some of that. But
yeah. No, the best was that when I had in the sixth grade, I had a presentation to do on Sir Walter Raleigh. Uh-huh. And we went to London and
right.
saw like, where he was
Tower
trapped at
London.
The Bloody Towers,
whoa.
You know, where he was beheaded and everything. Uh-huh. Like, it was amazing. I got to learn it all firsthand. And Pompeii.
Right. You're studying
and, like,
Pompeii.
We saw Mount Vesuvius and everything. And uh-huh. I remember we bought like those little coins, like
right.
little artifacts, you know, that were replicas. And I brought them back with me to school and gave them to my teacher. And, you know, uh-huh. and now she's still like using them, you know,
right.
to like teach you
yeah.
know, the class.
And all the teachers were like, they're getting the best education. Because I would say, I know you don't like me to take them out of school. And the teachers were all very cool about it. Because they said they're really getting a better education, going to see things firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we always try to, you know, go on a trip, whatever they were studying.
Right.
And,
that's
you
very
know,
cool.
to tie it in. Right.
Yeah.
And I always come back with, you know, pictures.
Right.
Artifacts.
You know, the gold rush, you know, going, you know, out west.
Yeah.
And also Alaska. You know, you were panning for gold out there.
That was
and,
cool.
So, yeah, it was a lot of hands-on.
Yeah.
So it was fun to
yeah.
tie it in education.
Yeah, travel is good because, you know, you get to see other cultures and stuff. And I think it opens up your horizons quite a bit because you realize there's other worlds out there,
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And people live differently and so forth.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. But, yeah, Pompeii was amazing. I was there when I was really young.
Right.
But I can
mm-hmm.
still remember it. It's memorable.
Exactly.
You know?
It was.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, it never happened anywhere else, you know?
Right.
Where, you know, a volcano would just keep, you know, catch people like frozen in their action, you
right.
know?
Right.
Yeah.
And
those
stuff.
Cast,
those
casts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very, very sad.
That was intense. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really
wow.
cool
into
stuff. Rome, Australia, just really all over the world.
Right, yeah.
Touched on everything.
Yeah.
A lot of cruises.
Love the cruises.
Those are the
right?
best.
Cruises are cool.
So dope.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Love it.
Yeah.
I'm due for another cruise pretty soon. I'm having withdrawals.
Where do you prefer to go, to Mexico or the Caribbean?
I like Caribbean cruises.
Yeah, Caribbean is nice.
Yeah, well, Royal Caribbean is probably, in my opinion, one of the better cruise lines.
Really?
I think. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like Carnival, you know, they call them like the fun ships. It's like,
right.
yeah, they are, but like, the food isn't quite as good,
right.
and I guess, like, the prices are cheap, but, like, kind of like the airlines. Like, they nickel and dime you on everything else, I feel like. Like, the liquor is, like, super expensive. I remember I went for, like, a spring break cruise, you know, mm-hmm. with my, you know, my cousin. She was old enough to drink, so, you know, it didn't really matter to me. I didn't drink, but, yeah, I just remember everyone being like, oh, my gosh, the alcohol is so ridiculously expensive
wow.
here, like. So, that, you know, they kind of get to another areas. But I don't know. I just feel like Royal Caribbean is like the total package. Like the best food ever. Like really pretty.
That's what
like,
you do on cruises.
Sculptures.
You eat all day, right?
Yeah.
You eat
yeah.
a lot. I know. But yeah, I mean, you know, the Carnival is more like a party ship. You
yeah.
know? It's for young
it's
people.
A younger crowd.
Yeah. That's what they market towards. But mm-hmm. But they've had some problems with a couple ships.
Yes, many of them.
Yeah.
In fact, we don't really sell them as much because they stopped making brochures.
Oh, really?
So when people come in, they want a brochure.
Right.
Yeah.
So if we tell them we'll look it up online, now we've potentially lost them because
mm-hmm.
they've looked it up online. They're going to see buttons, press here to book your cruise.
That's true.
So I don't know what they thought about that, but...
Wow.
Yeah, years ago, they stopped making brochures, so we stopped selling them.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Everything's going
wanna,
online, huh?
Want to look, you know. Yeah, Royal Caribbean, they have such elaborate brochures.
Right.
They, like, show everything, what every level of the ship has to offer, and
right.
it's, like, it's exciting. I mean, I'll just sit there for, like, hours
right, when she comes
I'm
in the office. And
when I'm with you, Ma. I'll just go through all these brochures and be like, oh, this looks nice. This looks nice. Like planning my future vacation secretly.
Right. Or she'll grab like Tahiti brochures, you know. She's, okay, this is where I'm going to go on my honeymoon, you know.
Stay on those little huts in the water.
So she's been planning her honeymoon since she was a little girl, really.
I know. Well,
that's so true.
I know. People do that, you know. They plan for so many years in advance and stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's fun.
And not to
look.
Wish that on you, but I mean, many of them will end up divorcing like a few months later. And then all these hopes go up in the, you know, up in the air. But
hopefully not, but it happens to the best of us, I guess.
Oh, Mom.
No, but God knows I'm not wishing it on you, but, you know.
I know.
No, it's nice to have those dreams, you know, and there's no reason why you can't go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Whenever that happens.
Right.
Yeah. Are you waiting? Are you anxious for her to get married?
You know, there's no hurry.
Right.
You know, I mean, back in my day, you know, I was 20 living at home.
Back in my day.
Like, you know, you wanted to get married, get out of the house. That's
right.
Kind of it. My parents were very strict. And, you know, nowadays there's no need. You know, she's out there on her own, you know. It's like just find the right one.
Many kids even stay at home. They don't go anywhere. You know, they don't want to move out.
Right. Yeah. Now it's a different story. You know, I'm even back with my parents. You know, I helped take care of my mom with dementia and, you know, there to help my dad. So, you know, grateful to them. But, yeah, definitely things are, you know. So for her to be out on her own at such a young age, I admire that in her.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Thank you.
And, and no rush to have kids. You know, I mean, the thing is that, wait a while, you know.
Well, I got married at 20, and we waited 11 years. So
you did?
Right. We waited a long time because we had a lot of things on the to-do list, and kids was at the bottom. You know, his and her Corvettes. It's just true. You know, we had our list.
Sure.
You know, you were below new landscaping. You know, we were below, you know, we wanted to do the his and her Corvettes, check. You know, other sports cars, check. You know, we wanted to go to Hawaii, check. So all the places we wanted to do, before we know it, it's like, wow, it's 11 years later. We better start getting to the bottom of that list before I get too old.
I know.
And, you know, and then.
Like they say, you're never ready for it. You know, you just have to do it.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, we just felt that we were just so young, you know, and then all of a sudden I realize I'm 31. It's like, okay, we better get going on this. And then the kids came, so it was great. And then just a new part of life, you know, because we had, you know, 11 years of just him and I, which was fun.
Right.
And then once the kids came, people said, oh, it's going to change your life. And I said, you're right, but for the better.
Right.
You know, it just enhanced it so much more. And we never stopped traveling. We took them as, you know, infants with us everywhere we went. So,
yeah,
they started flying at very young ages.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I'm happy that you're happy and, you know, and everything. And Mia's happy and everybody's happy.
Everybody's good. Are you happy, Sam?
Are you happy, Sam?
I'm very happy. Thank you. Yeah, I've never been happier. I think at this age now, I'm like the happiest I've ever been.
That's
good. Yeah, I mean, you go through so much stuff in that, so I think you finally reach a nirvana or something, you know.
Well, you know what I heard, and tomorrow I'm turning 55, but I heard that age 55 is supposed to be the best year for women.
Really?
So I'll let you know if that's
I can't imagine why.
I don't know. I don't know what makes it the best, but I'll let you know. Mm-hmm. I hope it's true.
Yeah. Wait, did you say tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's your birthday?
I'm sorry, Wednesday. I think I'm going home. Today, but I'm going home tomorrow. Never mind. You know, being out here, I don't look
How old are you, Ma? You sure about that?
October 2nd. No, here's the thing. Being out here, I haven't looked at, like, Yahoo News once.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't looked at my phone for a calendar or, you know, like, back at home, you live by the minute.
Exactly.
You know?
But you're
out
vacation.
Here, it's like one vacation day.
Right.
You know, and it just doesn't end. So, yeah, I'm totally confused. That's right. Yeah. Wednesday's my birthday.
So October 2nd.
Wednesday.
October 2nd, yes. Wow. See, I don't even know what date it is. That's why Sam mentioned it at the beginning.
Yeah.
Then you can start the happiest year of your life.
Well, it's funny because sometimes when I listen to you guys, and then Sam will, you know, say about what's going on in the news, and you'll be like, no, I didn't know that happened. I'm thinking, how could you not know? Did you not look at, like, the news sites? And then here I am going, I didn't know there were train wrecks in Chicago.
Yeah.
So I'm cutting you slack, honey.
Yeah.
Because you're
Mom.
Her life is so busy, you know, from morning to night. You're just hanging with friends and doing fun things. And,
yeah, and it's about priorities,
well,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, there was just literally no time.
Yeah.
No time, so. Yeah.
She's too busy partying and going to pool parties.
Hey, go for it. Go for it. Yeah. If it takes me along for the ride, it's having the best time.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Are right. you keeping up with her?
Yes, surprisingly, I
yeah,
am.
Yeah, she can hang. She can hang, for sure.
And her friends are so nice. Oh, except they're so welcoming. And it was like, hey, Mom. You know, they're not going like, oh, God, Mia's mom is here. But they're like, yay, Mia's mom is here.
Yeah. Well, you're a cool mom. Well,
thank yeah, you. Thank you. They, you know? Yeah, it's been fun.
But you didn't go to the concert, though, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't go to the concert.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the concert. Yeah. But we were out before that, and we went mm-hmm. shopping so she could get her new outfit. And
yeah.
That was fun.
Nice. She was rocking out.
So I picked out the leather pants for her. She picked out the cool
yeah,
top. She, like, these are so cute. Try these on. She goes, oh, I don't know, Mom, leather? Or kind of leather in the front. And
yeah. Kind of like leggings in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. So women cute. Like to dress specially for the concert.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff,
I got
to
get the new outfit.
Yeah.
For
I got to
sure.
get the rock and roll outfit and, you know, the
right.
leather pants and
right.
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And she found the top and, yeah.
Sporting all the jewelry and everything.
Right. It was really yeah. only half a top. It was just like the front of a t-shirt.
Right.
The back.
The back was just
non-existent. But this made it cool. Everybody liked it.
Yeah.
And my shoes could kill. Literally, they could kill. They had
really?
Spikes on the back
oh my God.
That are incredibly painful if, you know.
I told her, be careful.
Skin
like,
contact.
You cross your legs or something.
And I'm glad I was wearing the pants. They went all the way down to my ankle because
right.
I would have really.
Yeah, those are dangerous shoes.
I could have really screwed something up. But, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got
so
to
are you keeping
kick,
them?
Kick somebody
are
the wrong
those
way.
Shoes?
And, you know. I think I might. I think I might. Yeah, they need a little bit of. Because they're brand new, of course.
Right.
That was. Not the best idea to wear brand new shoes.
I gave her Band-Aids here. You may need these.
I know I did. I used them.
Wow.
You know, it takes a while for girls to like break in.
Right.
You know their shoes. You know.
Yeah.
So.
I know. The pains that you have to go
that,
through.
Yeah,
you know?
Guys are so lucky.
Understand.
Flat
yeah.
shoes, right?
I, yeah. Women. I mean, I can't imagine walking on high heels.
I
you know.
Know.
I mean,
it's brutal.
Yeah. It's like right. the shape that it makes the foot. Is not natural, you know?
Right.
The position that the foot's in.
Right. But the legs look nice. Legs always
oh,
look
yeah.
nice in heels.
Yeah.
So like, oh, yeah.
Not only that, but I think they say that, I read somewhere that the reason that men like high heels is because it brings up the ass a little bit. You
oh,
know?
Okay.
I don't know if that's the,
yeah,
the reason.
Yeah, it's working
not,
a lot of parts.
Yeah.
yeah, for sure.
So maybe that's what it is, you know?
Well,
I don't
and
know,
women feel better
sexy.
In heels, too, because your posture's better, and it just, you know, when you walk, it, you know, gives a sexier walk. So.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to flats.
Little
but.
Lady swagger.
yeah, lady swagger, that's cute.
But it's hard to walk. It's hard to walk on them, right?
It can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be. It's like especially here, because the sidewalks are such crap. You know,
really?
They're so uneven.
Uh-huh.
That's why you see, like, when girls go out, they're all, like, linking arms, and they're all, like, trying to hold on to each other.
Oh,
and, like,
I see. That's why.
Stabilize each other from falling down, because, yeah, because it's not, you know, it's not all even, like, especially down in, you know, near, like, the Hollywood area, or if there's,
right.
like, when you're walking down the sidewalk, and then you're about to cross through, like a driveway, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of, like, dips down on an angle.
Right.
You know, that's a really awkward angle to try to be walking on.
That's so. True.
Well,
true.
The other night, we were invited to a home party in Beverly Hills. It was a beautiful home, pool area. They had a dance floor outside, DJ, and all the women walking around with these high heels.
Uh-huh.
When she got home at night, she took her
and
shoes
the
off.
Grass.
They were, like, muddy.
Really?
Know,
because they sink into the lawn. That's,
so
like, the worst.
Yeah, so the girls are trying to walk on the grass and their heels are sinking in.
Yeah, it's like we stand up and then we immediately like shrink
it's
3 inches.
It's funny how you don't think about these things
you're
when
like,
you throw
oh,
a party.
Right,
you know?
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah, you need to have like flat, even ground for our heels because
wow.
otherwise we're like aerating the lawn.
Maybe that's the idea.
With our heels, yeah, right?
Instead of paying somebody to do it, just have girls over in high heels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know what happened to our second guest. She was supposed to call in at 10:30.
What the heck?
Yeah, we'll reschedule. But she reached out to me. She's got an organization for veterans and stuff, and it sounded pretty interesting. So I don't want to give away too much. We'll talk to her later in the week, I'm sure. Have you heard of Amanda Knox? The girl that
yes.
was put in jail in Italy.
Right.
We talked about
her,
right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I guess they started a retrial of her in Italy, but she's not going there.
Right. I don't blame her. Don't leave
yeah.
the country.
I know. I mean, she sat there for 4 years in prison. She was acquitted. And, you know, I read her story I read like two books, and then her book came out, so I read that as well. And I always felt that she's not guilty, you know. I mean, there's like enough evidence.
Well, because they caught the guy that did it.
Exactly,
he's
you know.
There, so.
Yeah, and then they're saying that they helped him and stuff, but there was no indication that they did, you know.
Right.
And the more you research this, you realize that they're really just trying to demonize her and her boyfriend, you know. And but we'll see. I mean, the funny thing is the prosecutor of the case got in trouble himself, in legal trouble later on. And, so she's back here. I just feel bad for her, you know?
Right.
I mean, she went there as a 21-year-old girl. You can imagine your daughter going to Italy.
I know.
Suddenly something like this happens, and it's like your whole world is upside down, you know?
It's terrible.
And her parents went there, and they would visit her, but it's just not, you know, I mean, to sit in jail in a foreign country.
Right.
You know? And you never know if you're going to get out, when you'll get out.
Right. Well, it's like Billy's story, Billy Hayes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But but he brought it upon himself, you know.
That Oh yeah. No,
the Midnight Express
big difference
story.
With that.
Yeah.
I just mean just the factor of, you know what I mean, being overseas.
Yeah,
you know?
In jail.
In a jail that's
foreign language, foreign country, yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine this happening, and you know, this is just bad, you know, it's bad. But it was a really interesting case, you know. I was fascinated with it, and I'm usually not so much into like trials and stuff like that, you know, like Zimmerman and stuff, you know. I wasn't that into it, but the OJ trial, wow. Were you into it when it
came out? Well, my son was just a baby when that happened, so I was, you know, still home a lot with him, and we would just, you know, he'd fall asleep in my arms and I would watch the, you know, the trial.
I know.
Yeah.
And then Casey Anthony also, you know, I read a few books on that one as well, and that was interesting.
Right.
Simply because she's just a fascinating person to me, how she could, like, lead the police on and lied to them until she couldn't anymore.
Right.
You know,
and she did it and still got off.
Yeah.
It's like
How much nerve do you have to lie to the police like that? You know? I mean, if I get arrested, it's like, yeah, I'll tell you everything.
Right, but if while it was happening, it was an accident.
I know,
why would
not
call
make Sam my partner in crime?
What's that view?
I said when the baby died, you know, why didn't they just call the police? It was an accident. It's like to try to cover it up is worse.
It
makes no sense.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, what happened? She killed a baby?
Well, her 2 or 3 years old she was, a little girl.
Yeah.
Was that what they're trying to say? She drowned in the pool?
They said she drowned in her parents, in the grandparents' pool, and the father found her, and then they just didn't want to.
Right, they just buried her.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I think I remember this.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, but then there was a whole theory about what actually happened and all that. But, and you wonder how she, like kept on partying and getting her tattoos and all that stuff. But making up all these imaginary people.
Right.
So that was fascinating to me. But
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, people go through some crazy stuff. But with Amanda Knox, I just feel bad because I think she just was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right.
That's what I think, yeah. So, so that's that. And what else? That's about it. So our government's going to be shut down tomorrow. So we can plan on that, I'm sure. I don't know
there is no
maybe
planning
my
for
flight
that.
Will be canceled and I'll be forced to stay here, right?
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? Yeah, if the flight
shut
control,
down, yeah, the, you know, the air traffic controllers, right? They're government people.
Sam in the morning with Mia and
Mira. With me and Mommy.
A permanent co-host.
Well, I'm happy to help out anytime.
That's good. Well, we love having you. You're a lot of fun.
I thought it would just be like a fly on the wall, like in the background, not like, you know, official.
Yeah.
Check you out.
I know.
I know. It's been a big help because, you know, having your voice on here has been saving my voice.
Cause that's true.
From being sick, my voice is like gone. I can't hear anything. It's like on the airplane, you know, when you're from the pressure of like your sinuses.
Right.
When your ear, that's
and
why I'm like.
You can't pop your ears.
Right. There's nothing you can do about it. So right now I'm like deaf in my left ear.
Oh, God.
Because of the sinus pressure. But I hope it goes away soon. I hope my voice comes back soon.
Yeah,
as if it's not like squeaky and awkward enough as it is. Like, it's even worse now.
Well, slow down with the partying. That'll help.
Yeah, like a 14-year-old that just saw NSYNC for the first time, you know?
No voice left. All right. Well, that's it for today. Thank you, Mia. Thank you, Vera.
You're welcome. And thanks for having me.
Sure. Have a safe trip tomorrow.
Thank you.
Safe trip home.
Well, I'll still be here in the morning.
Oh, you'll be here in the morning. So, okay, cool.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, we actually have two guests in the studio, so tomorrow you won't be on the mic.
So I'll be the fly. That's okay.
You'll be the fly on the wall. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.